Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me in studio today, Tommy Walpole, Associate Director of University Alumni Relations at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Tommy, welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate being here this morning.
Wine Over Water, 5th annual, the signature event for the university during the spring is coming up tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Countdown is on.
Yes, it is. Has been on for quite some time. We're very excited about tomorrow's big event.
Now, with the Wine Over Water, what will be enjoyed this year by those who attend?
Well, they'll start off being able to sample food from 27 different restaurants. And this is the largest number of restaurants that we've ever had. When we started this thing 5 years ago, I think we had like 12 or 13, and our goal one day was to build it to 20. Mm-hmm. And this year, the number of restaurants lining up to participate has been just fantastic. And like I said, there'll be 27 restaurants there. Wine by Glaziers. That's their house wine that they'll be featuring for anyone who buys the general admission ticket. And then there'll be over 40 specialty wines, many that have not been sampled in this area before. For those who purchase the 5th anniversary wine glass, you'll be able to purchase that at the door. And with that wine glass, you'll be able to sample over 40 different wines. Marcella Beverage will be there, and Coca-Cola. So it's going to be a variety of food and drink.
For those who enjoy wine and kind of consider it a hobby and in finding special wines, will there be folks from Glaziers on hand?
Oh, yes.
Assist them with any information?
Yes, sir. Mike Brown and his staff will be there. He brings people in from all over. And they'll have a huge area in the center of the bridge and for you to sample those 40 wines. Mike will have information on those wines for you and show you you can order the wines, call him about the wines. Yes, sir. He will be there with his staff.
Well, it's definitely an event that has grown in attendance. What do you hear most about the event with people who come back year after year?
I think it's just the fact that it's an outside event over the water on that bridge. It's the only event that ULM hosts on the bridge. A lot of people are excited to be out there on that bridge. The music by Dr. Zars Funkmaster, this is the fourth year that they've played. The boat rides by Letzinger Marine are a wonderful addition to this event. I know I've told this story before, but 5 years ago we were planning this event, and Pauline Lutgehorn was on our committee, and she suggested the boat rides, and we thought, come on, who's going to want to leave the bridge and go down to the bayou and get on a boat and ride? And they are probably one of the most popular things that we have, and Letzinger's been just a great partner in this event for us these last 5 years. And those are wonderful things. It's the fact it's a great social event, food, drink, dancing, boat rides, but it's also in support of a great cause, which is our Spirit of the Warhawk Scholarship. I just think the event is so unique to the area. It's all-encompassing. It's just a great draw.
You mentioned the Spirit of the Warhawk Scholarship, and that is something that is really important to the university. People may not know exactly how that works.
When we started this, Atanya Simpson, our alumni chapter president for the Washtenaw Parish chapter, said, hey, look, I want to do something to help bring students, keep our local students here attending ULM, and we have a lot of need-based scholarships at the university. And we thought, let's do something a little bit different. This scholarship helps us match, if you will, a scholarship offers for our top students in the area by larger universities, an Ole Miss, for example, or something like that, mm-hmm. that might be able to offer a little bit more to one of our top quality students here in the 712 zip code. Well, the Wine Over the Water Scholarship will enable ULM to match that offer and keep our local talented students here attending the university.
Mentioned the wonderful setting, and just have to mention one important factor looks favorable, and that is the weather. System moving through this evening and looking for sunshine tomorrow.
So yes, sir. This, like I said, our fifth year. 1 year, we always book Fant Ewing Coliseum mm-hmm. as our backup. So if something is to change, the event goes on as scheduled tomorrow, 7 to 10 p.m. and be in Fant Ewing. But yes, you're right. The weather looks like it's going to be great for us tomorrow. We're excited about being outside. We've only had it inside 1 year, and it was wonderful inside. But you do lose a little bit when it's outside, especially the boat rides with Letzinger. So we're excited about the weather's going to cooperate tomorrow, and we're looking forward to a great event outside.
Speaking with Tommy Walpole, Associate Director of Alumni Relations at ULM. Wine Over Water, Tommy, it's an event that's supported by alumni as well as local officials and residents. It's something, you look back at some of the photo galleries and folks who attend this, people that say, hey, we support the university, we support the Spirit of the Warhawk Scholarship.
This event brings a different alum, a supporter to the university than, say, a football event or a basketball event or even someone that's going to see something with VAPA. Mm-hmm. It brings a different person to the campus, and we're excited about, providing the campus here for everybody to come in and look at. And Wine Over the Water brings that alum in that may not be a sports fan or may not want to go see a musical or a play, but it gives him or her the opportunity to come and see the university and see what we're doing, and again, in support of that scholarship. There are all kind of things that we do in addition to the event on the bridge and the patrons party, which is 5:30 until 7:30 at the library. We have an online auction at tizm.com that actually ends today, but you can go online and bid on some items that local merchants have donated to the university in support of this scholarship. And brand new for this year, Southern Style Limousine is going to have two Hummer limousines. You'll be able to see them when you get there tomorrow. You can buy a raffle ticket at the door for $10 tomorrow. And if you win, you get a four-hour ride for you and 19 of your friends, so 20 of you in one of those wonderful
choose carefully in one of those wonderful
Hummer limousines. You can purchase that ticket at the door tomorrow as well.
Tickets are available through the Alumni Center. You mentioned kind of a cutoff tomorrow around noon, and then they will be available as the event begins.
Oh yeah, we'll be there today until 5 o'clock. Nancy's there now selling tickets, and probably tomorrow 12 or 1, somewhere around that time. We'll probably have to shut the Alumni Center down and move ticket sales to the bridge. But, yes, you can purchase the tickets when you walk up at the event. Certainly can.
So the one thing, if you were, folks are looking to come to this, what is the one thing that is a must that they would have to experience at Wine Over Water?
Oh, you have to experience all of it, so please come. But I would say a nice glass of wine, some of that wonderful food. As you walk past the music, get on one of those boats. And ride on the bayou and enjoy the event.
Looking forward to it. Tommy Walpole, Associate Director of Alumni Relations, thank you for being here today.
Oh, we appreciate you having us.
Wine Over Water happening tomorrow, beginning at 7 o'clock at the bridge, overlooking Bayou Desert on the ULM campus. You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.